This weekend, which is to say Friday night and Saturday night and Sunday afternoon, the Madison Symphony picks up its 2015-16 season with music, The Food of Love, of course, just in time for Valentine's Day, which is this Sunday. And the program will include Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet Fantasy Overture and Ravel's Lush Daphnis and Chloe. And also, arguably very romantic, Beethoven's Violin Concerto. And the soloist for that occasion is with me here in our studio today, Alina Ibragimova. Welcome.
Thank you.
And you've been in London for about the last 20 years or so?
Yes. Something like that. Scary to think it has been that long. Yeah.
Now, your father is a double bass player.
Yep, that's right, yeah.
So why didn't you pick up the double bass?
Well, you know, my mom is also a violinist, and I think when you're a four-year-old girl...
The bass looks awfully big.
It does a little bit, yeah. So, my violin was kind of my choice ever since I can remember myself, so...
And what are those first pieces that you remember hearing your mother play?
Well, actually, what I really remember is my father practicing the Schubert Arpeggione Sonata on a bass.
Really?
Yeah, and I really know it by heart ever since I was whatever five or because he was practicing a lot for a competition and which he won eventually, but he really practiced it a lot.
I'm not sure I've ever seen it as a double bass piece. I mean, usually it's the violin who takes the place of that rather curious instrument, the arpeggione.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. Well, he learned it on the bass and it was very good. And that's how I actually first heard it. So
you have a CD of Schubert sonatas. Is the arpeggione on there?
No. We just do the violin. Yeah, violin repertoire, violin piano.
Obviously. And Hyperion is your label?
Yep.
And you have quite a variety ranging from, let's say... 20th century, late 20th mm-hmm, century yeah. compositions, back to Bach.
Yes.
And the sonatas and partitas for solo violin.
Yep, that's right.
You've recorded. Yeah. So how would you approach something like that that's been done so many times?
Well, I think in the end, you just get the score and you see what's in there that talks to you and try to do your best. I think that's kind of all we can do.
You have to kind of block out a whole lifetime of hearing other people do it?
Well, actually, when I learn things, I try not to listen to other people, just because, I don't know, habits stick in your mind, I suppose. And I think it's much more exciting to find something of your own. And so I really try to come from something fresh as much as I can.
Well, this is the final movement of the Sonata Number 1 in G minor by Bach and recorded about 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, now. Something like that, yeah.
My guest, Alina Ibragimova. The final movement, Presto, from the violin sonata number 1 in G minor by Bach, played by Alina Ibragimova. What did you think? You haven't heard
what
that for
I think?
A while.
I haven't heard it in a while. Yeah, no, it's been a while. Yeah, I've probably played differently now, but yeah.
Yeah, how different do you think? In what way?
Maybe a little faster. Maybe
really?
Don't know.
So, how does that work when you have a producer that you work with
yes.
Hyperion, right?
Yes. And so, a very great producer. Yeah, I'm very
and for
lucky.
All of these several discs that you've done.
Yep, it's all the same producer, yeah.
So if you're recording a piece like that, what does the producer say? I mean, how do you interact with the producer when you're recording?
Well, a good producer has to be, I think, a very good psychologist in the recording studio.
Diplomat, too, I suppose.
Yes, a diplomat. And what I find great with the producer I work with is that he, in the end, makes me play better. you know, in the studio, he'll find the right words to bring out something where I feel comfortable and creative, and that's what I feel always, that I really do my best when I work with him. And then after that, of course, all the post production he's very meticulous. In a way, actually, that's another reason why I trust him so much, is that he's a lot of the time much more picky than I am. so I really know that everything's covered. And then actually, he chooses all the sort of musically most inspiring takes, I find. So, yeah. So that's why I like him.
who decides what you're going to record?
It's a conversation between me and the record label. Sometimes they come up with great ideas. Sometimes I come up with something. And
well, you have among your CDs some rather unusual composers.
Yes.
You have, for example, Carl Amadeus Hartmann, who's a rather little-known early 20th century composer. You have a whole CD devoted to
his
works.
Yes, that was the first CD I recorded for Hyperion. And the violin concerto with strings is the real masterpiece by Hartmann. So, Concerto Funèbre. So, I was very happy to do that.
Hard to sell a piece called Concerto Funèbre? there are a fair number of pieces in that genre.
Yeah, yes, definitely.
Well,
I mean, okay, maybe not for Valentine's Day, but...
but it's not on the program this weekend either.
No, that's for next week. it's a really incredible work, very painful, very emotional. And he dedicated it to his son who was killed. So, yeah, there's a lot of sadness there.
And you've paired on another CD, Guillaume Lecoeur, who is a late 19th century composer, mm-hmm. with Maurice Ravel, who is decidedly 20th century. Good combination.
Yeah.
We'll be hearing, I think, from the Violin Sonata number one?
Number two.
Number two?
The one that's better known, yeah.
Mm. And what stands out for you in this?
Contrasts, the colors, textures. It's an incredibly beautiful piece, but also sort of very... very sparkly, very exciting. Always goes down very well with the audience.
And there isn't much Ravel for violin and piano. In fact,
that's it.
And it's just really four pieces: the very, very famous Tzigane, which you've recorded, this little Berceuse, inspired by Fauré, and then the two sonatas.
Yeah, that's all there is. Yeah.
So this is from the Sonata number 2 in G. It is very jazzy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fun to play. Fun to play stuff
really
like that.
Really fun to play. Really fun. Mm.
And who's your pianist for this CD?
Cédric Tibergier.
You're playing the Beethoven Violin Concerto with the Madison Symphony this weekend.
Yes.
When was the first time you played that concerto?
First time I played that, I would have been about 10 years ago.
Oh, so fair. You came to it fairly late then. I mean, some people...
Yes, I came to it quite late. I was quite scared of it. I think violinists generally are. And I remember that first time very well, because I was on this scheme called the BBC New Generation Artists in London, which is basically, it's a great opportunity, but they work you very hard for 2 years. And at that time, they had this policy that you couldn't repeat anything for 2 years. So you had to come up with this new repertoire all the time. And which was really hard. It was a great challenge, but it was really hard. So I remember this Beethoven. I was really I felt completely underprepared with it. I was playing it with live radio.
how did it go? Wonderfully, I'm sure.
It went well, yeah, but it was really scary. Yeah.
Is it, do you think, Alina, do you think it's a good thing to be a little nervous, maybe even a little scared going into live performance?
I think something a little bit is good. I think it's to add the excitement, to add the feeling of a big occasion. I think it's nice. Of course, I really don't envy people who get really, really nervous every night. I don't know what that's like. It must be really hard. but a little bit of something is always good, I think.
And here's a composer who sort of defies description, I think, although certainly prolific and well-known, Eugène Ysaÿe, and you've recorded a CD, again, for Hyperion of some of his many works. And what do we have here?
So this is the fifth sonata, and it's the second movement, the Danse Rustique.
For solo violin, played by Alina Ibrahimova. Pretty wild stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And Ysaÿe, who of course was a violinist himself,
was quite wild.
Thank you. I could use a co-host, and you would be the one. he had half a dozen works for solo violin, and six sonatas to be precise. And you have recorded all of those on yet another Hyperion CD. My guest today has been Alina Ibrahimova, and she's playing the Beethoven Violin Concerto with the Madison Symphony this weekend, tomorrow night, 7:30, Saturday night at 8, and Sunday afternoon at 2:30 is the concert.
Yes.
You know, I guess you don't have to know the exact start time, do you? Because you're in the second half of the program.
I'm in the second half, yeah.
Well, thanks for stopping by. I look forward to hearing more. Mm-hmm.